Tom Carkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be lots of sunshine. We'll have a high in the neighborhood of 60 degrees. Right now around the area, Kenosha starts things out at 43 degrees, Burlington 32, Milwaukee 40, it is 43 in Racine. One of the biggest changes in law enforcement witnessed by outgoing Kenosha Police Chief John Morrissey over the last 8 years has been the average age of the frontline patrol officers. It's plummeted due to baby boomer retirements on the force, Chief Morrissey noting he's seen a lot of the people that he came onto the force with retiring, and now things have changed dramatically.
They're active, they're willing to work, I think they're into the technology. A lot of the young officers are into that. They like that. They've grown up in this technology age. So there's a lot of good changes. The negatives, of course, are you have those you got to be kidding me moments, because they do things that, you know, they're young and they're just learning and the maturity, and some of them, this is their first real job. They're coming out of college. So overall, I'd say that it's many, many more pros than there are cons.
Since he became the chief back in 2008, Morrissey tells our partners at Gateway Public Radio he's hired about 100 of the 120 officers that are currently on the road, but the chief himself will be stepping down next Tuesday, handing the reins over to Deputy Chief Daniel Muskinis. The Mount Pleasant COP House on Mead Street has now 4 laptop computers available for use by neighborhood residents, thanks to a $2,000 grant from the First Weber Foundation. COP Officer Matt Prohaska telling the Mount Pleasant Village Board recently the laptops can be used by area students to help them with their homework.
The technology through Racine Unified, actually talking with them today, they'll be able to do credit recovery, which is everything is online. Is my understanding. Also, a lot of the homework and schooling is done either on tablets or stuff throughout the classrooms. Also, the initiatives to be able to do job search, resume building, any other things like that, not only for high school age kids or above, but also.
John Crimmings, the general sales manager for First Weber office in Racine, said they like what's happening in the Lakeside neighborhood. Prohaska adding that laptops were chosen because they could be used throughout the building and for a variety of projects, noting that the Racine Literacy Council also approached him about offering computer training classes at that COP house. A new director at the helm for Milwaukee's Office of Violence Prevention, and he's planning to expand it to reach out to more young people. Reggie Moore says the office primarily is focused on sexual assault and domestic violence, but it needs to play a role in stemming violent crime after a spike in murders last year. Moore adding that violence is a major issue and intervention is needed in areas where there's been a big increase in nonviolent crime, trying to find out exactly why that is taking place. Border security and America's heroin epidemic and the impact on heroin and prescription opioids in Wisconsin, subject of a field hearing before the U.S. Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee this afternoon. That's in Pewaukee, that panel chaired by Wisconsin Republican Ron Johnson. Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin is also on the group. Earlier this week, the Racine County Board got an update on the heroin and opioid problem in the county from Dr. David Golbus Reg, who told supervisors the problem is likely going to get worse as doctors change their thinking about prescribing opioid pain relievers, which he called a gateway to heroin use.
The medical profession is now starting to really get away from prescribing opiates, and we are going to see a shift to heroin unless we treat addiction, which is the next step.
Sheriff Christopher Schmaling during that presentation said his department locally seeing a steady increase in the use of heroin and related crimes. Several state and national experts going to be testifying at that Homeland Security Committee hearing. It's slated to get underway at 2:30 this afternoon at Waukesha County Technical College. State Department of Natural Resources says it has sent as many as 100,000 ATV and boat renewal payment confirmations out with mistakes on them because of a mailing list error. The agency indicating incorrect temporary operating receipts were sent to people who'd sent in an application with an expedited proof of registration. Some receive postcards for vehicles they don't even own. And there's a buffalo herd on the loose in Juneau County, where the Sheriff's Department posted on Facebook roughly 120 of the animals escaped an enclosure and were running free around Union Center, Elroy, and Wanawak. The public urged to stay away from the animals if they should encounter the herd, that to prevent a stampede. Maybe a dozen people showed up at Frat School for the first in a series of public information meetings on the city of Racine's move towards solid waste collection carts next year. DPW Commissioner Mark Yalen, Assistant Commissioner Tom Eag, and Bo Fulstrom, the Superintendent of Streets, Solid Waste and Bridges, on hand to answer the many questions that were raised. Yalen discussing alley pickup and the cost of automated pickup with more than one person, noting the feedback at these meetings is going to help determine just how to approach the alley issue, where the new trucks will not be able to maneuver.
There's a lot of information that they have.
And one man felt that a cart system would be a disaster. A woman wondered how much the carts would keep costing. That in a reference to the recycling carts and the fee that started out small and got to be even bigger. The second information meeting coming up next Monday night, 6 p.m., the library at McKinley Middle School. Full list of the locations on the City of Racine website. It has them. Just check them out. They'll be at different locations. Meanwhile, public safety dispatchers, they're invaluable in a part of the emergency response effort all across Racine County. They're being recognized during this National Public Safety Telecommunicators Week. The Ives Grove Communication Center handles police, fire, and medical dispatch services for the entire county, except for the city of Burlington. Jackie Bratz heads up the facility. She says it can be, at times, a pretty stressful job.
Calls over and over like that, you know, can obviously wear on a person. So it's important that they know how to deal with those types of emotions and can take some time away from the room if they need to collect their thoughts. And then they have to come right back in the room and get right back at it for anywhere for 8 to 12 hours a day.
She notes the Racine County Dispatch Center handles well over 350,000 calls a year. The Volunteer Center of Racine County recognizing a dozen people at its 14th Annual Recognition Awards Luncheon taking place at the Architect Hotel and Conference Center on Highway 20 east of Case High School. The list of winners starts with Walter Oth, also Jim Ott, Jim Wardjup make that, Mike Frontier, Emily Papara, Jim Dibler, Ellen Martino, Kathleen Bialecki, Ralph Malicki, Jaden Jaramillo, Alan Winter, Richard Fear, Hannah Van Sloten, in addition to the individual awards, InSinkErator getting the Corporate Volunteer Award. The Milwaukee VA Medical Center, meanwhile, recognizing almost 1,200 volunteers and the more than 120,000 hours they've donated to help care and serve veterans over the past year, an awards gathering including a luncheon at the Recreation Hall at the VA Center. Racine Unified School District hired an outside professional survey company and revamped their online customer satisfaction questionnaire, making it a little shorter, but still providing some valuable input from school families. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
It's anonymous with no IP addresses tracked and available in English and Spanish through Wednesday, May 11th. The survey seeks responses from strongly agree to strongly disagree on issues like cleanliness of a child's school, its safety, necessary supplies and equipment, and the effective leadership of the school's principal, as well as Superintendent Lolly Haas. There are also issues of communication to and from the district, and you can explain what's working well at your child's school and what can be improved. The survey is available at rusd.org. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Final meeting of the Racine Unified School Board with its current membership next Monday, an action-packed agenda highlighted by the proposed purchase of the Sportsplex in Sturtevant. Administration proposing to convert part of that complex into new space for the real school, a grades 6 through 12 charter, now sharing space at Olympia Brown, which is going to be replaced, as you know, with a new school. The agenda also has, among the action items, demolition of the old Knapp School, the purchase of furniture for the new Knapp and Olympia Brown schools, as well as the Gifford Addition, plus the 2016-17 district calendar. Take note that on Monday, April 25th, the newly elected Racine School Board members will be sworn in by Racine County Judge David Paulson. Former Wisconsin U.S. Senator Russ Feingold, who's trying to get that job back from Senator Ron Johnson, will keynote the awards banquet for the Democratic Party of Racine County on Sunday, May the 15th, at Infocino's Banquet Hall. That party will recognize Racine Unified teacher and administrator John Scott as its 2015 Democrat of the Year with that award. Linda Boyle, Sue Spicer will be getting the Phyllis Drayson Award. It goes to the person or persons who furthers Democratic principles by his or her efforts in the community, the state, and or across the country. It's open to the public as this event, and tickets can be purchased through the Democratic Party of Racine County, P.O. Box 081825, the zip code 53408. And State Assembly Democratic leader Peter Barca. He's received commitment from Governor Walker that a member of his administration will be attending future meetings of the county veteran services officers across Wisconsin. During the spring meeting of that group in Kenosha, Barca learned nobody from the administration had been attending their semi-annual meetings for the past 3 years. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. Our newscasts are there when you want. Just look in the local news section. And at WRJN News gets you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkel, WRJN News.